Here, just beyond South Canyon and just shy of River Mile 32, Stanton's Cave cuts back into the Red Wall Limestone, about 150 feet above the bank on River Wright. The name Stanton's Cave is a memory of Robert Brewster Stanton, the chief engineer on the Stanton-Brown Expedition. In 1889, the Stanton-Brown Expedition embarked on a journey down the Colorado River with the purpose of surveying a route that could provide for an intercanyon railroad and would carry coal from mines in Colorado to generating stations toward the Pacific coast throughout California. This rail line would follow the natural gradient of the Colorado River, avoiding mountain passes with bad winter weather. Stanton and the expedition leader Frank Brown set out with 14 other men from Green River, Utah. Upriver from Stanton's Cave, Brown and two others drowned in Marble Canyon, which led Stanton to eventually postpone the expedition. Stanton decided to pull in their cedar boats near South Canyon and stashed some gear, such as tools and cooking implements, in what is now referred to as Stanton's Cave. Likely due to the severity of the circumstances at the time, there were many intriguing historical and ecological aspects of Stanton's Cave that the survivors of the Stanton-Brown Expedition did not take note of. However, in 1969 and 1970, a major archaeological exploration of the cave was conducted. This archaeological exploration uncovered dozens of split twig figurines that have been dated between 3,000 and 4,000 years old, as well as a spectacular array of Pleistocene flora and fauna remnants and lake deposits from nearly 40,000 years ago. After the completion of this archaeological exploration, the cave's entrance was sealed off with a chain link fence to preserve its valuable historic evidence. This preservation effort had the unfortunate effect of keeping out the resident bats more effectively than the river runners, who in time found their way under and over the fence. In an effort to recolonize Stanton's Cave with its former Townsend's big-eared bat inhabitants, the National Park Service collaborated with other agencies and organizations to construct the now-present gate out of 8,000 pounds of steel in 1997. The current fence, designed specifically with horizontally oriented openings to allow easier passage by the bats into the cave.